By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madrasa, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I am excited again to be welcoming you back to another morning of Rise and Shine. Yes, another morning, my dear viewers. It is episode number 93 this time. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, reaching 100 very soon. Now, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, each and every single day, we begin our program, our day, by listening and seeking blessings from listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Because indeed, just by listening to the Quran, by reading to the Quran, this itself is replete with blessings, my dear viewers, where it can completely change our entire day. Begin your day by watching Rise and Shine, and by watching Rise and Shine, Alhamdulillah, these are the benefits, my dear viewers, where we will listen to the recitation of the Quran, we will listen to praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will listen to a little about the deen, a particular topic, just a brief amount of information, inshallah. Something where, you know, right in the morning, first thing in the morning, your brain is working at its peak, my dear viewers. So this is the best time to be learning something. So you will learn something. You will have a daily reminder. You will listen to a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we also have our special segment each and every single day. But let's begin as usual by listening to the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع ألا تطغوا في الميزان صدق الله العظيم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madrasa Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we have listened to the beautiful verses of the Quran. Now, Alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine, and today, my dear viewers, we have a new topic. What is today's topic? That sadly, life is hard. Life is tough. For many of us, life is difficult. You know, we have many things which are each and every single day they are bothering us. You know, we have a lot of pressure on our minds. You know, we are worried. How are we going to continue earning a livelihood? We lack in sustenance. Some people think we lack in sustenance, although it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that grants, and undoubtedly He grants everybody sustenance. So we have so many problems. There's some sort of problem at work. For some parents, their children are disloyal. They do not obey them. They do not respect and honor them. Rather, they disrespect them. They speak back. They even swear at them. Sometimes children harm physically. Yes, physically harm their own parents. Or there's a problem at work, or there's a problem with some friends, or there's problems in a relationship. In your marital relationship, you have some sort of problem. So throughout an individual's life, from, you know, possibly when we start school, I think that's when we first have the first problems with peer pressure, my dear viewers. Because in them days, nobody needs to worry about earning a livelihood at that age. But, you know, so it begins with peer pressure or problems with friends, problems with people you know, and then relatives or even parents. Some people, their parents are harming them, which is completely, my dear viewers of Allah, inshallah, not permitted within Islam. So, throughout a person's life, there are many problems. Today, inshallah, we shall learn about one method of repelling those problems. One method, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, of removing these obstacles in our way, these hardships we are facing. What is this method? Inshallah, this we shall soon come to learn. But we have listened to the beautiful verse of the Quran. And after having listened to the Quran, we then move on to the na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله خدا کی سلطنت کا دو جہاں میں کون دولا ہے تم ہی تم ہو یہاں تم ہو وہاں تم ہو صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ مجدہ باد شاخِ شہِ ابرار ہے مجدہ بادِ آسی و شاخِ شہِ ابرار ہے مجدہ بادِ Yeah. لمٹا دو خدا کے واسطے نور کا تڑکا ہو پیارے غور کی شب تار ہے نور کا تڑکا ہو پیارے غور کی شب تار ہے مجدہ بادے آسیو شاپ شکے ابرار ہے تیرے گیتا من پہ گیا آسی کی پڑتی ہے نظر پڑتی ہے نظر ایک جانے بے خطا پر ایک جانے بے خطا پر تو جہاں کا پار ہے ایک جانے بے خطا پر تو جہاں کا بار ہے جوش طوفان بہرے پہ پایا ہوا نا سازگار نوح کے مولا کرم کر دے تو بیڑا پار ہے گونج گونجو تیرے نغماتے رضا سے بوستا گونج گونجو تیرے نغماتے رضا سے پھول کی مدحت میں وامن کار ہے مجدہ باد آسیو شاف شہ اب رار ہے تہ نیت ہے مجرموں ذات خدا غفار ہے
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Hey viewers of Madan channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Today we have a new topic. Now today we shall be speaking about, you know, it's a tough life we're facing, my dear viewers, a hard life. What is a method? I think the most generally, my dear viewers, especially within this country, you know, within the United Kingdom, there's a lot of depression. This is something which is even spreading. It's spreading to even the third world countries, although there didn't used to be as much depression there. But depression is one problem we are facing, my dear viewers. Another problem is, you know, people who they are finding it difficult to get jobs to feed their children, or they... One thing we need to remember is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer. This is what we must understand. But we also must firmly, firmly believe this, my dear viewers, because sometimes we are, you know, being weak in our iman, sometimes we do not think of it. And sadly, what some people will do is they will go towards those things which are impermissible, which are unlawful. And they would make those things a means to earn one's livelihood, This Madhi viewers of Madhi Inshallah, this is something which we've spoken about many times also, you know, earning a halal sustenance. This is a separate matter. But today I would like to speak about one particular thing which shall make our life easier, which shall completely change our life, which shall bring about blessings in our life. It shall bring about blessings in our sustenance. It shall bring about blessings in our health. Really, just one thing. It will bring about blessings in our health also. And any problems we may have, anything which was to harm us in the near future, this shall also, inshallah, azza wa jal, repel those things. You know, one thing, subhanAllah, we began by listening to the beautiful verses of the Qur'an. You know, just by reciting the Qur'an itself serves as firstly a means of reward, a means of blessings, but also as shifa, also as a cure from any type of ailment, my dear viewers. So, you know, reciting the Qur'an. Secondly, mashallah, we have listened to praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when it comes to salawat, there are countless, and I would say literally, in a way you can say, countless of blessings, meaning there are so many that we can't possibly count them. This is how many there are of blessings in reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this itself, just reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this itself removes so many problems. You know, it removes your sins. My dear viewers, it brings about ease. It brings about peace in the heart. Those people who are ill, it brings about a cure for illnesses. You know, just sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the reward in it is paramount. But that's not today's topic. Today's topic is not reciting the Qur'an. Today's topic is not, you know, although we emphasize on each and every single day. But today, my dear viewers, that one thing which is hugely, which is immensely beneficial for us, is simply giving sadaqah. Now, when I say give sadaqah, I'm not asking for, you know, you to start giving, you know, thousands of pounds to this place or anything like this, my dear viewers. What I refer to by giving sadaqah is sadaqah in the general sense. You know, there could be somebody who's poor and you are to aid them. It could be giving a piece of bread to somebody. It could be giving one meal to somebody. And sadaqah, you know, sadaqah, smiling is sadaqah. Smiling is sadaqah. Being good to those who are living in your household, this is sadaqah. Feeding your own children can be sadaqah. Granting food to your own wife can be sadaqah. With the intention, my dear viewers. So sadaqah is something which is very general. It is a generic term. Now, it has been mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that when a person does give sadaqah, then 70 doors of evil are closed for him. 70 doors of evil are closed for him. Similarly, that person who gives sadaqah, he gains the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it becomes a shield. This sadaqah becomes a shield protecting him from the fire of hell. So this is just the beginning. That firstly, you know, there could be some evil coming to you in the near future. If you were to give sadaqah, it will protect you. Secondly, and more importantly, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you give sadaqah, you gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also it will protect you from the fire of hell. But I'm talking about an easier life. I'm talking about a benefit in your sustenance. How is this? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam has stated that give sadaqah, and by means of this seek a cure for your patients. For those people who are ill, if you wish for them to become better, give sadaqah. Allahu Akbar. Then give sadaqah, my dear viewers of my channel. And it continues that for indeed sadaqah, this protects and prevents illnesses, it prevents accidents, and it is also a means of your virtue being increased. Yes, simply by giving sadaqah, illnesses, big problem. You know, so many illnesses, so many diseases. And this is something which has been happening throughout each and every single age, my dear viewers. You know, there may be somebody who is ill. There may be somebody who regularly is ill, or regularly something happens to him. You know, some of us may have a brother, some of us may have a sister, or even a son, a daughter. And something always has to happen to that kid. Something always has to happen to that brother. And sometimes it is very serious things. Sometimes they are very serious things. What is a means of preventing these? It is sadaqah. And alhamdulillah, this is something which from first hand you can say, or even second hand it would be, experience. That there is one individual who, very sadly, you know, he has had disastrous things happening to him each and every single year. By the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know that one year he was, mazallah, you know, his head was hurt really bad. You know, another year something else happened to him. Another year, well, very, very bad things happened to this person. And then his mother began to give sadaqah for him. That each and every single year she would give sadaqah for him on his behalf. And by means of this, that person was protected, undoubtedly. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who protects my dear viewers. But I'll tell you, it's mentioned that once there was a man and he would climb up a particular tree and he would take eggs from the tree, the eggs which the birds would lay. And he said that these birds once turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and did dua. And he said that, Ya Allah, each and every single day he is taking our children, the eggs. That, Ya Allah, if he does this one more day, then please destroy him. And he said that this person would be destroyed if he was to do it another day. So he said, again, this man, this individual, he came, he climbed this tree to pick out, you know, he placed a ladder there and he was climbing the ladder in order to take the eggs from the tree. But just before that, there was somebody who asked him. There was somebody who, you know, there was, you can say a beggar. There was a beggar or somebody who was very, very poor and he had no money whatsoever. He had no food and he asked for some aid. He asked for some help. So this person, he gave him something. And then once that person went away, then he continued up the ladder. He took the eggs from the nest of the birds. And then these birds, they turned to Allah Ta'ala and said, Ya Allah, he has taken our eggs, but he has not been destroyed. And he said that they were informed, they were told, that how can this person be destroyed? How can he be destroyed when he had just given sadaqah? And when a person gives sadaqah, then all of the evils of the day, all of the difficulties, the hardships of the day, they are removed. Allahu Akbar. So from this we learn that rather we should give sadaqah each and every single day. And you don't have to give a very large amount at once. No, just make it small and regularly give a small amount. And there's different ways of giving sadaqah. You know, it's mentioned that about Sayyidina Ali, Karamallahu wajhahul kareem, other companions also, that they would give sadaqah in different ways. It's not that when they give sadaqah, they request for dua. Because this, you are in fact making a deal. This is a contract. If you're asking for dua from a person, if you say, look, here, I'll give you some money, you just do dua for me. This is what people say. This is what they say. That, you know, it's okay, you keep it, just do dua for me. So that's not giving it freely. This is something which a lot of us misunderstand. We think, oh yes, you know, I've given it freely, I just gave it to him to keep. No. We ask for something in reply. We ask for dua in reply, my dear viewers. So that's like purchasing something. In a way, he's purchased a person's dua. This is not the method or the way of giving. Of giving. When you give, you should not wish for anything in return other than from Allah Ta'ala. And this is not, it's okay, you keep it, that's all. Not you do dua for me, this is you asking for something in return. No, my dear viewers. When you give, you just give for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. You give in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And you give to a person without asking for anything in return. And dua is asking for something in return. This is just a separate point I wish to point out. Now, as I was stating, that when you give sadaqah, you could give a small amount each and every single day. You could give a small amount without asking for anything in return. Now, this could be in the form of money, or it could be in the form of food. But another problem we have, my dear viewers, in this day and age is, yes, one thing is asking for dua. Sometimes we even give it to the imam and we tell them to please do dua for us after the prayer. And Allahu Akbar really is quite sad, because I remember I was once in congregation. I went to a random masjid and I was praying salah behind the respected imam there, mashallah. And this imam, after the salah, he raised his hands, and generally it is a good act to raise your hands and perform dua. But he didn't just perform dua, then he mentioned somebody's name, and then he also mentioned that this person gave this much money, and then he started to do a very, very long dua for him. Now, it's brilliant, subhanAllah, you know, to do dua for people, but it shouldn't be in return for money. And that person who gives the money, he shouldn't ask for it in return. Another problem we have is asking people to read out their name or to state it in the masjid. Sometimes they have their name written. Sometimes they have to have their name written that this person has given this much money today. People wish for it to be announced. No, my dear viewers, who are you giving it for is the question. Are you giving it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you giving it for the people? And sadly, it seems that we are giving it to gain the people's appreciation. So if we are doing it to gain respect, to gain honor amongst the people, to purchase the appreciation of people, then we have got our reward for it. Because we have given it, and somebody is like, oh mashallah, you gave £100? Wow, you know, that's brilliant, mashallah, may Allah reward you. So you've got your reward. Meaning your reward was that person respecting you, that person praising you. You've purchased people's praise. So what reward are you to get in the Akhirah? When you did it for the people and the people have praised you, they've given you your reward. So on the Day of Judgment, when you are in the grand court of Allah Ta'ala and you say, I give charity, where's my reward for my charity? You will be told that go gain your reward from those people who you did it for. You did it to show off to other people. You have already gained your reward. Those people praised you. Or go ask them for your deeds. Why should Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you anything when you did not do it for His sake? So my dear viewers, whenever we give sadaqah, we should give it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala only. Not for it to be announced. And as I was mentioning, you know, the action of Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem. You know, also other companions, that when they would give sadaqah, they would give it in four different ways. They would sometimes give it during the day, and they would also give it during the night. They would give it sometimes in front of the people. And the reason for this, my dear viewers, is for people who other people already look up to. You know, there's a respectable person there, meaning a scholar. So they should do their actions in the presence of others, not to show off to them, but to encourage others to do it. So when you are performing an action and other people hear about it or something, and you do this with the intention that inshallah, if they hear that I'm giving this much money, okay, tell them I'm going to give this much money. Because if they hear that I will do it, then they also will do it. Then not only will you gain the reward of what you've given, but you'll also gain the reward of what they'll be given. If they're encouraged by yourself. So yes, sometimes they would give it openly. And sometimes it would be covertly. Sometimes it would be hiddenly, so nobody finds out. Why? only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's mentioned, it's mentioned by Hazrat Rabia Basriya. Before we go to our next segment, inshallah, Hazrat Rabia Basriya, radiallahu ta'ala anha, there were two individuals who came to see her, and this was undoubtedly within the rulings of Sharia. And they were hoping for her to give them some food. And he said that she had two pieces of bread. Now, she was going to present it to them. But what happened was, a beggar came. Now, another point in regards to beggars, my dear viewers, is sadly, what I'm referring to when I say beggar and what we understand as beggar is, you know, there are two different concepts, my dear viewers. In that, what we consider to be beggars are those individuals who have made it their profession. Yes, they are professional beggars. Whereas, you know, we've heard and we've seen people, my dear viewers of the channel, being tricked, people being deceived. Why? Because sometimes a person will come and he'll act like a beggar. Whereas in reality, that person may be rich. In reality, that person may be rich. And this is what is, sadly, they are so used to begging that they cannot stop it anymore. Because they've gained their livelihood on begging, they are rich, so then what's the point in stopping? This is what they think to themselves. That they are rich, so what's the point in stopping from begging? No, they'll continue to beg. And this is what people do. They beg and they beg and they beg, my dear viewers of Madinah Inshallah. Now this begging is unlawful, this is not allowed. When a person has the ability to earn a livelihood, then it is his duty to earn, not to beg, my dear viewers of Madinah Inshallah. Sadly, we have beggars, and this is the beggars in this day and age. By begging, I'm referring to those people who genuinely, they have nothing to eat, so they decide to ask somebody, you know, if you have something to eat. You know, he's weak, he's not able to earn money, my dear viewers. So it said that, you know, somebody approached her, and she, although she had guests, two people to give the breads to, she, radiallahu ta'ala anha, she gave them these pieces of bread. She gave that person, the beggar, these pieces of bread. Now, those visitors, they were shocked. They were thinking, we've asked for food, we're her guests, and she's gone and given the food to somebody else. That's not something which is expected from her. Moments later, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, moments later, what happened was, it's mentioned a slave girl came and she presented a platter or a basket full of breads. So Rabia Basriya radiallahu ta'ala anha, she counted these pieces of breads. And upon counting them, she counted that there were only 18 there. So she said, there must be a mistake. Please return. Please go back. Again, them two people, they're watching. They're like, wow. No, she's just been given 18 and she's still saying, no, take it back. There must be a mistake. So that slave girl who was giving these breads, she goes back home. Or back to the place of, back to her owner. And then the owner sees that there's 18 pieces of bread, so she places, or he, that individual places, another two pieces of bread. Again, the slave girl comes and gives 20 pieces of bread. So those two visitors, now they saw that Rabia Basriya, she has taken the 20 pieces of bread. Those two people, they were wondering, you know, just imagine just seeing this. It's quite strange. What was the reason for this? You know, there were 18, that was sufficient. She replies, no. When I gave those pieces of bread, I did dua. I supplicated in the court of Allah Ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, you have promised to that when we give, then you will give us 10 times that much. Ya Allah, I have given 2 pieces of bread. Ya Allah, grant me back 20 pieces of bread. And this was her trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by her giving in the path of Allah, and it's mentioned as the Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, she states that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says that continue giving sadaqah. That continue to keep and keep on giving sadaqah, lest you may lose your wealth. You may not have any sustenance. What does this mean? It has been stated that what this refers to is those people who do not give sadaqah, their wealth finishes. And when a person gives sadaqah, when a person gives zakat, his wealth actually increases. Allahu Akbar. We shall be speaking a little more on this. You are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, we have our reminder for the day. Let's move to our reminder. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Our aslaf, our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, made many, many sacrifices for the religion of Islam. Such sacrifices that when we read today, even we're astounded as to how they were able to make them. For example, it's mentioned in the book Uyunul Hikayat that an individual named Abu Abdirrahman Farrukh Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he left his home to go and guard the frontiers, the boundaries of Islam. And in a hadith, there are a lot of fadail virtues mentioned for this. And he returned 27 years later. Imagine that. He's left his home. He's left his wife who was expecting at that time. And he returned 27 years later. When he returned home, he opened the door of his house using the spear which was in his hand. And when he opened the door, another man came to the door who was inside the house, Sayyiduna Rabi'a. His name was Rabi'a, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And when he saw this man with a spear in hand, he took it as someone who has come to attack. And he said, "O individual, you've come to attack us?" And Abu Abdirrahman Farrukh, rahmatullahi alayhi, replied, "No, I've not come to attack you. But answer me, what are you doing in my house?" Because obviously he's been away for 27 years. He doesn't know who this individual is. And there was a quarrel. And all the while, his wife was listening as well. But before his wife could even say anything, the people of the locality, they calmed things down, didn't let it escalate. And the Aimmah, the scholars of the locality were called to try and solve this issue. What's going on? There's a person in the house who's saying that this individual has come to attack us, whereas the one who is standing outside the door is saying, "This is my house, and who is this individual in my house?" And that's when his wife was listening, and she replied, and she understood that one was her husband who had come back after 27 years. She said, "The issue is that the man outside, this is my husband, he left 27 years ago, I was expecting at that time, and the individual in the house, this is my son." Meaning they're both father and son. So they hugged one another, they embraced one another, they were so happy to see one another. And the son, he left to go to Masjid Nabawi Sharif, ala sahibiha salat was salam. And the father, he asked his wife, he said, "I left you before I left you with 30,000 dinar, 30,000 gold coins. What did you do with them?" She said, "Oh, I buried them somewhere. I'll tell you about that afterwards." So now the father, Sayyiduna Abu Abdirrahman Farrukh, rahmatullahi alayhi, he also makes his way to the masjid. When he reaches Masjid Nabawi Sharif, he sees somebody delivering Darse Hadith, a lesson on Hadith. There's thousands of students, people in attendance. He's not quite able to make out who is delivering the Dars. So he asks, "Who is that individual? Who is delivering the Dars?" And he was told, "This is Sayyiduna Rabi'a, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi." Meaning it was his own son, who was an ocean of knowledge, a great Islamic scholar, and who was leading this dars. So he prayed, "Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the rank you've granted my son. All praise to you, Allah." So he came home and said to his wife, "Do you know your son? He is an ocean of knowledge. He's a great scholar. I went to the masjid and I saw him delivering Darse Hadith. Subhanallah, what great blessing Allah has bestowed upon us." And this is when she replied and she said, "You know, that money you are asking me about, that 30,000 dinar, would you rather have that or would you rather see your son like this as a great scholar of Islam?" And he said, is that even a question? Of course I would rather see my son, accomplished scholar, delivering the hadith in the masjid. So this was an opportunity to actually reveal what she did with that 30,000 dinar. She said, that 30,000 dinar that you left, I spent all of that to ensure your son has a good Islamic education. Sent him to the scholars, sent him to the greatest imam of the time. And this is what you see today before you, that he has become an accomplished scholar. And when he heard this, Sayyiduna Abu Abdurrahman Farrukh rahmatullahi alayhi was so pleased, so happy. He said, oh wife, I left you with 30,000 dinar. You did not waste that money. In fact, you spent it in the best and most appropriate way. So respected viewers, this is just a glimpse of the sacrifices that our pious predecessors, rahimahumullahum ta'ala, made just so that the deen could reach us. Just so that hadith, Quran, these sciences could reach us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to also make sacrifices, whether it's monetary or going physically to study. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make sacrifices for the deen.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, that was our respected Ustad Kaleem Madani Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. You know, a little about sacrifice, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And we need to give sacrifices throughout our lives. We need to be able to sacrifice things. Anyhow, today's topic is sadaqah. But first, let's move to our next segment. Our next segment is the segment of the daily hadith sharif. Now, remember, each and every single day, we have a very short hadith. It's translated and also it is explained. And the reason for this is because Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, who was sent as a mercy for each and every single individual, a mercy for the entire creation, a mercy for all of mankind. Yet sadly, we are unaware, we are indifferent to his teachings. We do not know much about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those things which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had ordered us to do, my dear viewers, and generally about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we lack this information. So for this reason, we listen to some of the blessed sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now remember, whenever you hear a saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that also requires an explanation, because otherwise things could be misunderstood or even taken out of context. So let's move to our next segment. The next segment is the daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, more than likely all of us will have gone through a phase of sickness in our lives, and many of us till day we'll be able to relate to the emotions that we felt. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today's daily hadith will bring about great comfort and to some extent great pleasure for the illnesses and the afflictions that we have faced in the past or the ones that we are currently going through. As this hadith is in regards to the reward that is given, that is bestowed upon the ill and afflicted person. Cited in Sahih Bukhari on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, مَا يُسِيبُ الْمُسْلِمَ مِن نَسَبٍ وَلَا وَسَبٍ, that no fatigue nor disease, وَلَا حَمٍ وَلَا حُزُنٍ وَلَا أَذَنْ وَلَا غَمٍ, no sorrow, no sadness, no hurt, no distress befalls a Muslim, even if it were a prick of a thorn. إِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ خَطَايَاهُ, but that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate some of his sins for that illness. Subhanallah. Meaning to say that the illnesses that we face, the difficulties that we face in our lives, it becomes a means of our sins to be forgiven. Subhanallah. How reassuring is that? And this also strengthens the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests his
pious and his beloved steadfast believers and slaves through trials and tribulations, and this is his Azza wa Jal's sign of love for them. As Allah Azza wa Jal, if he wishes good for his slave, then he puts him in afflictions in this dunya, and if he wishes bad for his slave, then he delays his punishment for the sin that he has committed until the day of judgment. My dear Islamic brothers, also from this beautiful hadith, we come to learn that there are many blessings in disguise when one is ill or afflicted with problems. However, in every state, we must always express gratitude, express thankfulness, as within these calamities lies many blessings, such as it becomes the means of our sins to be erased. It gives one the opportunity to endure patience and also attain the reward of patience. It dispels negligence. Being sick, it reminds one of the blessings at the time of health. And also, being sick, it invites one to repent from his sins. And also encourages one to spend in charity. SubhanAllah, may Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to understand and implement whatever good has been said. Ameen bijahi an-nabi al-ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madinah Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. We have just listened to the daily hadith, the hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now today's topic, today we are speaking about sadaqah, giving sadaqah, and how just this one thing, just this one action has so many benefits, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel. It has been stated that an individual by the name, a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the name of Hazrat Abu Muslim Khulani rahimahullahu ta'ala, that they once came home and he said the family, they expressed their hunger to them. That, you know, we are hungry, we have no food. Can you give us something to eat? Can you do something about this? So Hazrat Abu Muslim rahimahullahu ta'ala, he asked, you know, what is it? So he asked his wife, his beloved wife, he said, what is it that we have at home? You know, what money do we have at home? And his wife said, there's only just one coin left. There's one dirham. So he says, okay, give me the one dirham. And I'll go and try to, little amount, one dirham, it will not buy as much, but whatever I can get for it, I will try to bring home. So he takes out one dirham. He goes to the marketplace to purchase some flour. And when he goes to purchase flour, again, there's a beggar, my dear viewers. Somebody's saying, please, just give me that one dirham. And imagine this, Allahu Akbar, the person's only got one, and that other person is asking, please give me that one. Because he knows these are those people who, subhanAllah, they give. They regularly give. They don't think about, oh, what will I eat tomorrow? If I give, don't give to, I don't have enough for myself. No, they don't have nothing for themselves. Even then, they are ready to give. But he thinks, on the one hand, there's this beggar here. On the other hand, there's my family. My family is hungry. So he's thinking and says that he's doubtful. So he moves to another shopkeeper, but this person, he follows him and says, just give me that one dirham. And then he gives him that one dirham. So now he's feeling left despondent. He's feeling sad. And what does he do? He said that he's in two minds. What could he do? So that bag that he had with him, which he was supposed to fill with flour, he said that he just went to the carpenters and he filled it with dust, with pieces of wood. Just so maybe the children could think that, you know, there was something. You know, like sometimes when you're very hungry and you really, really need some food, or when you're fasting, subhanAllah, and as soon as you sit in front of the food, all your hunger's gone, it disappears. So sometimes what will happen is a person says, oh, this is food here. You know, their hunger will go. So maybe, this is just something I'm thinking, that maybe he was thinking, you know, so. So he returned home and he knocked on the door. It was open. So he handed that bag and he left. Because he couldn't face their sadness, upon knowing that he brought nothing. So he said he left and he remained outside the entire day. At night, when he returned home secretly, his beloved wife, she said, "You know, you've come so late, why don't I make you some food? We have brilliant fresh flour." And he was thinking, he was intrigued really, he was thinking, "Where is it you got this flour from?" And she replies that it was you that brought the full bag of brilliant quality flour, and she made him food. My dear viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had willed for that dust, for those pieces of wood to be turned into excellent quality flour. Why? Because that person, he gave to a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are good to somebody's servant, then indirectly you have been kind to that person. So he has given to the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with his good deed of his, happy with his good action of his, my dear viewers. So today, alhamdulillah, we have spoken extensively in regards to giving sadaqah, my dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, we do have a little promo, and then inshallah azzajal, we shall conclude our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Are you thinking of making an investment? Then I have the best investment for you. My dear Samuel brothers and viewers of Madan Channel, this is giving charity. Giving charity to Dawah Islam. It's Dawah Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam states that sadaqah, giving charity, this does not diminish one's wealth, but rather this increases it. My dear Samuel brothers and viewers of Madan Channel, alhamdulillah, I am proud to say, please invest in Dawah Islami, because within Dawah Islami, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are spending tens of thousand pounds each and every single day to spread the religion, to teach people the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to teach children how to recite the Quran. It's a right to rectify the people. Also to produce scholars. Also to bring people towards a religion, to spread the prophetic traditions. Would you like to make an investment? Invest in Dawah Islami. It's all over the world. How will you do this? The number is displayed upon the screen. With good intentions, give your sadaqah, give your zakat after offering to your relatives, after offering to those who are close to you, then give it to Dawah Islami on the number displayed.
Dawah Islami UK Madani Channel, sort code 309773. Account number 4363456 0. IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436 3456 0. BIC LOYD GB 21087. Dawat Islami UK Zakah, sort code 309773, account number 4363 4968, IBAN GB12LOYD 309773436 3498, BIC Lloyd LOYD GB 21087. Dawat Islami UK Nafila, sort code 309773, account number 4363 5368, IBAN GB76LOYD 309773436 3538, BIC LOYDGB21087.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. Salim and viewers, this is all for today. Alhamdulillah, you know, you have just been given the information, the details have been provided. When you do give your sadaqah, you know, you wish to give it to the best place, and really, Alhamdulillah, I can say confidently that Dawat-e-Islami is the best place for you to give it. So please regularly give your sadaqah. Give it to those who are, you know, your close relatives. You know, they are more deserving. And then also, my dear viewers, give it to Dawat-e-Islami. Make this a regular thing. You know, have arranged for a direct debit. So each and every single, you know, once a month, once a week, possibly, especially if you do on a Friday, the reward is multiplied by 70. If you are to give £1, it's as if you've given £70. So give it on a Friday, my dear viewers. Arrange for it to go out of your bank each and every single Friday. Inshallah, you shall be given reward. You shall be, you know, there shall be blessings showered upon yourselves, upon your family. Inshallah, that's all for now. Inshallah, we shall be again returning tomorrow. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.